There's a rhythm just, and a rhyme to the universe, and no, you need to have it right.
We clap on fives, like we clap on fives
because there's a rhythm and a rhyme to the universe.
Well, you said we don't clap on odd numbers. Half of every time we've clapped has been
I
on an odd number.
You said prime numbers.
No, you said odd numbers, and then fixed it, then corrected yourself.
We were
to say
recording.
Prime.
I'll roll back the tape. I said
go
prime
ahead.
Numbers.
Go ahead. If that's how you want to start this podcast, is you and I getting into a vocal fist fight, then start it.
It's not a vocal fist fight. It's a
vocal
ass kicking.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Successor, a comedy video game design podcast hosted by two frenemies. I am one of those frenemies, Blake Rea.
I'm the superior frenemy, AJ Hart.
That's fucked up.
Well, you had the option to give yourself that little additional adjective, and you chose not to.
All right,
because you aren't thinking. Your brain's not moving a million miles like mine. I'm always thinking of every possible way to get a leg up on you
Superior frenemy, what do we do on the show? I explained that we're a comedy video game design podcast.
We take horrible, nasty video game ideas from our audience and turn those into the next AAA title. By discussing what those video games might look and play like.
Oh.
But sometimes we do a little bonus thing at the beginning of the show where we pretend we're a game news podcast.
Oh.
And Blake Rea, I've got video game news today.
Do you do as well? Because I also have video game news. Not major video game news, but like game news that is something that has me very excited.
Well, do you want to go first then? I'll let you.
I'm trying to remember the name of it. I don't know. I don't know if you can hear me typing in the background. What is it called? There it is. All right. So the video game news that I am stoked about is the guy who directed Dead Space has a new IP that is basically just Dead Space again. And
yeah, that was at the PlayStation showcase like two weeks ago.
Yes. AJ, you and I haven't fucking done the podcast for 2 weeks, so I haven't been able to talk about
shit.
Yeah,
that's true,
dude.
Yeah.
So fucking the Callisto Protocol looks so good, so great, and I was debating on replaying because I don't know, I'm just there are times in my life where I just feel like I want to go back to old experiences because I just find them very comforting in the game space.
And some old experiences deserve to be replayed. Honestly, a lot of things from the Xbox 360 PS3 generation deserve to be re-experienced.
Yes,
I love the Infamous games and everyone should replay those again. Space 1 and through 3 are really good.
All
and
of them
should
banger
be experienced
games.
Again.
All of them banger games. I'm a huge fan. So, if you guys don't
Osra's
know about it,
Wrath is a video game from that generation that should be experienced more.
Osra's Wrath, isn't that the one where like the ending kind of sucked though?
Yeah, the ending was bad and was DLC.
If it's got a bad ending, then you know what I say, not worth playing. I want complete
Metal Gear Rising. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance is a game that has been was from that generation and is also very good.
All right. Either way, just the thought I wanted to complete for those interested at home. The Callisto Protocol. It's literally Dead Space in everything but name. And it's like same thing. Xenomorphs. There's a guy in a spacesuit fighting zombies in space, and I'm so excited for that.
When I first saw that, I thought it was the remake that is being developed for Dead Space. And when I realized that it was a different game completely, I was like, oh, okay. But it kind of is just the remake of Dead Space,
remake.
Isn't it?
Dude, like, you know how I know it's a remake of the remake of Dead Space? Is because the trailer ended with him doing a ground stomp on a zombie, which was, like, one of the most iconic things about Dead Space was, like, the moment you, like, shoot off a Xenomorph's legs, you go over and you do the badass stomp on it. And that's how the trailer ends. It's like, oh yeah, we know what this is. Actually, no, the trailer ends with like a really gruesome death, which is also a big thing
Dead
Space was known for. Like,
do you remember the Dead Space 2 ad campaign, Moms Hate This Game?
Yes.
I don't really have anything funny to say about that. I just remembered it.
No, I think it's cool that you brought that up because that's kind of in the realm of, like, I think that ad campaign has invisibly influenced how Spiritual Suck operates. And, like, think about it. I know this sounds like a bet.
Right, you're right.
It's just, like, when you and I try and figure out how the way we want to market our games and how we want to, like, raise awareness about them, we always gun for, like, what is the most gut reaction weird thing we can do. And more often than not, those are the campaigns that fucking work. Exhibit B, the Cadbury Cream commercial from 1998. Do you know of this commercial, AJ?
No, and I don't want to. Can I talk about my video game news?
Sure. I go experience that at all. I'm kind of bummed that you don't want to talk about that, but also, like, I guess that's the end of that thread. I guess this can't be a one-person show where I talk and another person listens. I guess I got to converse. AJ, tell me what your news is.
Nintendo Direct happened today, and I got to see Kaiju number 8 in a video game. That was a really weird experience.
Whoa, isn't that still kind of like an obscure as hell manga?
It's still a very new manga. I think it's obscure here in the States. I know that volume-wise it sold like hot pancakes overseas. But like, yeah, there's just some weird little top-down action game, and in it there was just like one frame of Kaiju number 8. And I was like, is that... Surely, I know his design is kind of generic, but that surely can't just be some other Kaiju number 8 clone. And sure enough, there's some video game on the way where some little kid is partnering with Shonen Jump characters because they also showed Lloyd from Spy Family in the
Okay, trailer. I love that, actually. That's pretty fun. Or it's like a kid going on a grand adventure with like all of his favorite characters. That's just like Sonic Forces. It's like how you get to create your own character and then be like, I'm going to go on a grand adventure with all of the characters I grew up watching and playing video games with.
It made me think of the old TV show, was that Power of N, where like the kid in the baseball shirt with the big N on his jacket gets to go into like the video games and partner with Link. And Star Fox and shit.
That's
Do you remember that TV show?
No.
That was way before our time.
Whoa, that was a thing?
Yes, it was an old cartoon.
All the boomers of the audience scream, yeah.
And they love it. Hey, there were so many farming games as part of today's Nintendo Direct. There was Harvestella, which is some Square Enix thing that looked like Rune Factory 5, but isn't Rune Factory 5. There was some game called Dragon Quest Treasures, which looks like a farming game, except it's not a farming game.
I thought that
there
game
was Minecraft
came out already.
Legends, which is functionally a farming game. There was Doraemon Story of Seasons, which is a farming game.
Holy
there was
shit.
Three Persona games announced, which are farming games.
I mean, farming's a big genre. Like
there was a trailer for Disney Dreamlight Valley, which just looks like Animal Crossing, which is a farming game, except you get to hang out with Moana and the big guy that was played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson in Moana, and you get to invite Scar the murder cat to hang out in your front yard.
Oh.
Video games are weird.
I mean, if we're talking like video game news, because this happened like a couple weeks ago. Did you see when Warhammer event came to town and like how many Warhammer games got launched in one day?
There are so many Warhammer games all the time being pumped
out.
It's
so
nuts.
Fucking crazy. It's like, but here's, that's kind of a side little tangent. Warhammer video games are always like one of two things. Either some of the best games ever designed, or more commonly, among most of them, the shittiest games. Like, Dawn of War 2 is considered one of the greatest RTSs, like, ever made. It's up there incomparable to StarCraft and the original Warcraft stuff. And even, like, Red Dawn and all those... Not is Red Dawn, or is it Dawn of... I don't know. And then they also have games like their collectible card game for the phone.
And then they have masterpiece video games like Warhammer 40K Space Marine.
Yes.
Which apparently actually was reviewed very well. I was going to say that as a joke, but it apparently has a very high rating.
It is.
Did people really like this game?
People loved Space Marine. What are you talking about? People thought there's a reason it's getting a second one. That's the thing about Warhammer games. The bad ones don't get sequels.
No, stop. You don't get to say there's a reason why it's getting a sequel when it's been almost over a decade since the first one.
And I'm all for curveballs, dude. They just gave me Alan Wake 2 announcements 10 years later. I'm here for it. I'm here for, like, simmer on that shit and give the good stuff. In a way, I'm actually kind of jazzed.
Does Warhammer Space Marine need to hit the hallowed halls of Xbox 360, PS3 generation games that need to be replayed because they're good, actually?
The story in it's really good. Like, I have not played it, but I have watched a Let's Play of it, and I enjoyed the story very, very much. I think it should. I think if there wasn't a platinum of it, wow, that's a word I haven't said in a long time. Xbox 360 Platinum Edition. Do you remember those?
Oh, that was when they did the like re-releases and sold them for like $20.
Yeah. Oh my God, that takes me
great
back.
Great news, Blake. Wow. I can buy Warhammer 40K Space Marine Anniversary Edition for $15 on Steam right now. That's fuck. Right. That it has a 75% discount. That's right, Blake Rea. You might be running the math right now. That does in fact mean that this 10-year-old game is still going for $60 on the Steam marketplace.
That's cool. That's pretty rad. That means it's a quality game. It's probably always on discount though.
Or I could buy Sega's Ultimate Warhammer 40K Collection for $185. Oh, that's been marked down to $46.
Oh, that's not that there's bad. There's a lot you're of gonna games. Get a lot of, you're here. Gonna get a lot of bad games though. There's a reason that's so cheap. Like the only games that are worth playing, like to be honest,
it
is...
has 41 items in it. Like I could buy 41.
A lot of it's DLC. That's the shit they do to trick you though. A lot of it is DLC. No, because
Uth War Gear DLC. I'm looking at that right now.
Yeah, that's how they get away with it. It's you think you're getting a quality pack, but you just get quantity. There's like five good Warhammer games out there, and all of them sadly are only relating to the Space Marines. But I'm hoping with like Dark Tide, we're gonna get some really cool like Psyker and Imperial Soldier stuff, and then we also have the Blood and Teeth game coming out, which is like actually I think you would love that game. It's like
I love the name of it. It makes me think that Warhammer's gonna be doing a dentistry game.
Wait, you don't know how orcs operate? I forgot about this.
I do know how they operate. If they believe in something, it's very good. No. That they're a good dentist, they'll be a great dentist.
So orcs, I want to tell you this because you're going to think it's so fucking funny. And I think our audience will consider it's funny too. One, Blood and Teeth is an orc side-scrolling shooter game. It's all 2D.
A dentist game?
No, but the reason they call it Blood and Teeth is because...
pathetic. I fucking hate this franchise.
Orcs are a brutal species in the alien, in the 40K realm. But they do believe in currency. They do believe in monetary gain and selling and purchasing of items and having more money than their fellow orcs.
Oh, no. I don't like where this is going, actually.
AJ, what do you...
Hey, Blake, I think you were wrong, and actually I wasn't going to like it at all, and I don't think our audience is going to enjoy it either.
No, this they don't collect other people's teeth. They just have whatever orc has the most teeth on their person, that includes it's the one in their mouth or in their possession, means they are richer. And this isn't gross because orcs grow their teeth really fast. And there's one species of orc called the Bad Moons whose teeth grow faster than anybody else. So all of their gear is just covered in gold. And it's so ostentatious and just because they're like, we're the richest. And I think that's so fucking funny. It's stupid. I love orcs.
I do like that.
I love orcs. All right. Do you want me to hit you with the first game submission, or do you want
let's go ahead and... I think I'm ready to go ahead and officially transition us into the show, you're fine with that.
Sure.
Right, I've been working on like a secondary intro for the show.
Uh-huh. What's your secondary intro?
It's like, it's time for the show.
All right,
and
cool.
Like I'm still sending that to like a couple workshops, and I'm like R&Ding it, and like
no, it's okay.
You're the first person that I've shown it to. What do you think of it so far?
It needs a, like a little jingle. It needs like a good 5 second like zinger.
See, I was told before that if you want. It, like 20% of the effort will get you 80% of what you want. That was an old trick that I learned in film school. Yeah, 20% of the effort will give you 80% of the look that you want.
No, I thought 80% of the effort gives you
because it's the last 80% worth of effort that's going to make something like that last 20% that you want. And so I went ahead and just kicked 20% effort into that little jingle.
That doesn't make percentage sense.
You can get really close. You can get like 80% of the way that you want something to look by just putting in a little bit of effort.
That doesn't make sense, though.
And so I put in my little jingle there with a little bit of 20% energy, and I think it's really close to what I want at the end.
All right. Well, are you giving a game submission or am I giving a game submission? That's what
you can do it. I was just giving you the opener I was giving you the secondary opener for the show. You can go ahead and start the show now.
All right. Well, let's do it like an official transition. Give me that transition again, and then I'll do the part two of it.
Yeah. Ba-na-na-na-na, it's time for the show.
Ba-na-na-na-na, it's time for the show. There you go. There's
part
two.
Ooh, I like the echo on it. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Yo,
we'll put a little jingle on
that's
that.
That's really good.
Thanks. It's an original. It was an original.
How
by
did
me.
You come up with that? That was really... Fuck, and that's why I work with you, man.
I know, I'm the resident genius of the pod. This one comes to us from Twitter.
Too excited.
This one comes to us from Twitter at Max is playing games and wearing a mask. Good for you, Max. Get
Good
my code.
You.
Living mop simulator. You want to break free of your constraints and wreak vengeance on the custodial. That's
sorry.
Wait, hold on. Okay, hold on. You're onto something there, though. Vengeance on the custodial staff or owners who used you to clean terrible messes. So there's two realms we can go with this. One, I think you did a lovely Queen rendition just now.
Thank you so much.
I think the soundtrack should be done by Queen, Flash Gordon style. Because, you know, they did, you know, like how they did a soundtrack to Flash Gordon. And I'm like, all right, fuck that.
They did do a full soundtrack, but God, you could put a gun to anybody's head in the entire world and say, sing me more than just the Flash Aw part to the Flash Gordon theme. And nobody would be able to save themselves.
No,
so we can do that with this soundtrack.
No.
And it's just the only part of the soundtrack that we have is just the line, I got to break free.
No, there's one other song that everybody, Masters of the Universe was Queen, right? And that was for Flash, I think.
Unfortunately, Blake, that is just the second part of the Flash. Ah,
no, it is
Savior
no.
of the Universe.
No, it
Flash,
can't be.
Ah, he'll save every one of us.
Like, oh wait, no, we're both wrong, dude. We're both wrong. That Princess of the Universe was written for the film Highlander. What? Huh? Yeah, it was. What? It was.
No, it's Flash. No,
these are different songs. We are the princes of the universe. It's a completely different song. It's
fucking with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no,
right
I'm not.
Now.
I'm not. They are completely different songs. Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe. Here we belong, fighting to survive in a world with the darkest powers. Heh. And here we are. We're the princes of the universe. Yeah, and the song you're thinking of is just called Flash. I think it's called Battle Theme. I only know this because of the Queen cover.
You can probably hear this in my microphone.
Battle Theme song, whatever. All right, Battle Theme. Yeah, it's just called Battle Theme is the thing you're thinking of from the album Flash Gordon. Yeah, no, fuck yeah. All right, so either way. So there's
no,
two.
No, I'm thinking of the Sir Ice song. This song has the melody that I'm thinking of. I'm fine. I'm good, and I'm right. And
no,
I was
you're not.
Right all the time.
You're
and I've
not.
Never been wrong
like,
in my life.
But no.
Stop gaslighting me, Blake Ray.
Gaslight gamer melody girl boss. Gaslight gamer guy boss.
I know what I'm talking about. I know my 80s references that happened before
okay.
I was alive.
Let's go back to the video game. So,
oh right. You're a little mop and you're alive and you scurry around, you skitter. Those little mop legs go so fast and so upsettingly on the ground. The soundtrack is just Flash
I want to take this. I want to do this. So, have you ever played the game Ape Out?
No, I've played Ape Escape, though.
Fuck, now I'm getting gaslit, and I don't know if that's the same game or not.
No. Okay, Ape Escape was a PlayStation 2 era game where there were monkeys everywhere, and you played somebody with a big net, and you ran around and chased down all the monkeys.
Okay, no, different game. So Ape
Is
Out.
Ape Out also about being an ape trying to escape somewhere?
Yes, it is. But it's all done to the beat of jazz, like frenetic, rhythmic jazz. And what I want to do is, there's been this huge, like, boom in games that are all just about cleaning simulators that have taken, like, there's Blood Wash, there's the pressure wash simulator, or there's, like, you're just cleaning different rooms, or even on another scale of, like, that moving game is kind of in that same vein of cleaning up messes, packing it up, and trying to be organized.
Are you about to propose... rhythm-based cleaning video.
No,
game.
A rhythm-based opposite game. A rhythm-based game where you are a mop
a rhythm-based
trying to make
mess maker?
Yes, and because you're gonna fucking kill the people that have been oppressing you. And I wonder what actually would be the fun way of doing this is every level, the item you're using to escape with changes. So
what sort of items does a mop use? Because I was imagining just a mop stick. Running around.
It's also going to joust into people. It's going to, like, stab people.
That's not a different item, my mans. That's okay.
Oh, you're... Okay, so... Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, I think there should be, like... It should be cleaning items if we're going in the realm of mops. So there has to be a vacuum. There has to be maybe a sponge or some sort of, like, pressure wash thing again. Yes, a pressure wash would be fun because it operates kind of like a snake. So you can go through and trip things or, like...
Yeah.
But, AJ, I cannot stress this enough. This needs to be the bloodiest fucking game that has ever gone to market.
It's going to be a real Adult Swim's games type beat.
Yes, but I don't want none of that 2D shit. I want, like, real fucking drippy blood and really gross. I want it to have...
Yeah, you want people to play this video game and get a little hole in their stomach.
No, I want people to get titillated. I don't want people to get, like, disturbed. I mean, wait. Let me rethink that sentence.
Yeah, hold on. I just want to double check what titillate means really quick.
Yeah, that was my exact thought. Does titillate mean...
Stimulate or excite, especially in a sexual way.
All right, everything about that kind... I don't want nobody getting...
No, I get it. You want it really bloody and messy in a kind of sexy way.
But it's all rhythmed out to Queen. So now we, instead of like taking the jazz route of Ape Out or doing some sort of rhythm game that's EDM based, I want to do a fucking rock opera,
hyper violent mess making video game.
Yes, yes. So, and it's all about like just escaping the confines that you're in. So now that we kind of have the setup, we are cleaning items that want to escape the whatever fucking each level is you escaping. So, are we going...
You probably just clean up, like, what's a bad business?
A bad business model?
I mean, like, what's a business that is, like, functionally evil?
Amazon. Mass market, fast producing shipping companies. Big tech?
Big tech, just a generic tech company. Yeah, and we can just say that everybody there that works there is evil, so no one has to feel bad about it.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. We work at big tech or big med or someplace.
I just wanted to make sure that we weren't killing innocent people as a mop. I just want to make sure that we have the moral high ground.
Uh-huh.
It's important to me.
Okay. So what is our level-to-level gameplay?
Is it floor-to-floor? Maybe you're like the janitor's closet is at the top floor of the building, and so you have to fight your way down to the floor?
Oh my god, a reverse game of death where every floor gets crazier and crazier? Okay, and you're fighting? Okay, I like this because the first level is just
a reverse Tower of Heaven.
Yeah, so the first, I don't know what that is, but I agree with you. you can yes and not know what you're saying yes to. That's all. So what I like this because this would be the game kind of starts out very simple. You are a mop and you are going to maybe just to keep things simple. Maybe we do just stay as a mop that just unlocks new abilities as they go through the building.
Yeah, and those a mop abilities that also can be a pressure washer, a mop that can also...
Yes, we're one of those
things.
We are one of their... Oh my god, wait, that's the thing, AJ.
No, that's what it is. Every floor you're grabbing another cleaning person, like cleaning tool to get out. You're rounding up the crew. You are a mop on the first floor. By the third floor, we finished giving you the tutorial and we give you a cart.
Uh-huh.
The fifth floor onwards, there will be another cleaning tool somewhere in the level that you will be optionally allowed to go and gather up and bring you down on the rest of the floors.
Can we do
that? Now, I do think that we operate on Toy Story logic.
Yes.
You can't move if you are seen by an employee.
Oh my god, you gotta snap their necks when they're not looking? Oh no.
Yes.
Oh god. Oh, but how does that play into the rhythm element? Like, is everybody moving through the environment in a rhythmic way? Where it's like,
yes,
one,
absolutely.
Two,
everybody's
three,
moving
turn
through
around.
The level
one, two, three, turn around. So it's like you have to move. I like that because that does emphasize the fact that you need to be moving. You need to be like everything has its own pace and you need to be moving at a set speed each time.
Exactly.
Here's the narrative. Here's the narrative because we threw out the word big tech. What if the big tech company we're working for is Big Clean and we are the newest mop that they have developed? And like the new, like it can be, has a bunch of different fittings, a bunch of things. It can become, it's seven cleaning instruments in one.
Are you about to hit me with that Toy Stories plot line where we've accidentally been given sentience?
Yes, we have been given sentience and we our only thing is that we want to escape and
we want freedom, baby.
We want freedom and we want to be able to make the biggest messes we can. And that's our whole goal. That's all we need. That the narrative doesn't need to be more than that. So we... the first level is us breaking out of our display case and just literally murdering everybody in front of us. And bam, we make it. We get to the elevator. It takes us how many? I feel like this is a game where the levels are going to be really fast. I don't think it should be explorer. Actually, you know what would be super cool is what if we took the Katana Zero route where there's not a whole lot of levels, but the levels require trial and error to properly get through. Where it's like, I need to make sure I dodge at this exact moment. I need to activate my sudsy flash camouflage at this exact moment. And it's all like you have to do that to the beat of this kick-ass Queen music. Oh God, I love this. Also, the name Big Clean,
I also like this.
The Big Clean, I think, or it has kind of noir like neo noir vibes to me. Like it reminds
me
of the Big
Sleep. I like
that
also just. Yeah, it's just generic enough to make you think, huh, I wonder what that means, which is perfect.
or I mean...
Blake, are you ready for another video game
idea? I am ready for another video game idea. That was super fun. Thank you, Max.
This one comes from Blue Bowser Stan account at Koopa Kirby, a multiplayer online game that punishes a random other player, and whenever you take damage, you receive no penalty for your own mistakes. Just someone else gets yours, and you receive someone else's.
Can you run that by me again? I'm confused by the submission.
Yeah. A multiplayer online game that punishes a random other player whenever you take damage. So let's use for the base example, we'll use a Dark Souls. Uh-huh. You get hit by a boss, but you feel no damage. Somebody else in the world feels that damage because you were bad at a video game and someone else suffered for it.
Okay, how does that evolve beyond just us, like, trying to kill ourselves faster than everybody else? To unalive ourselves faster than anybody else? I'm trying to figure out, like,
okay.
What is the
well,
game?
Well, first of all, we want to make sure that people
there.
Want to beat this game. And uh-huh. We'll incentivize that by offering a cash prize to whoever can win the game. Second of all, we need to make sure that people feel the actual weight of their repercussions. How do I make sure that how do we make sure that players feel bad when they get hit for somebody else? Answer, it is only people on their friends list that get affected by said injuries.
Ooh, is this a game of permadeath?
This is a game where I'm bad at video games and my friends will suffer for it in a single player experience.
I'm excited. That's like going on a Destiny raid with me, dude.
It's like going on a Destiny raid with you, except we don't have the opportunity to look at you and be like, God damn it, Blake. Why do you need to stay on your spot? Hey, Blake, I love you so much. You need to stay on your spot. We all have our spots. You keep on wondering about, I get it. You're a bloodthirsty guy.
You can't do any
you
damage.
Cannot leave
this is
your
the
fucking
only role that you can actively do during this raid is stand on something and you're not doing it. God, man, I miss Destiny raids. I gotta play the new DLC. I have not touched it yet. All right.
I also need to buy the new expansion.
Yo, bro.
But I want to get that rush out of a single player game.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I want to be playing through this video game and then my character's health bar just disintegrates and I think to myself,
huh,
what the fuck did Blake do?
Oh, so we're dynamic linked.
We're dynamically linked.
Wait, wasn't there like a TV show kind of like this recently where it's like these eight individuals who all like had some sort of connection like this to one another?
I think there's an anime like this recently that came out. There might be a TV show that did it too.
Is it Seven Deadly Sins? Is that what is there?
No,
all,
the anime that I'm thinking of was called Kiznaiver, I think.
Kiznaiver. God, anime names are kind of dumb sometimes.
K-I-Z-N-A-I-V-E-R.
I don't know. I do not know. All right, let's figure out what is the end here, huh?
Yeah, a teenage boy whose sense of pain has all but vanished. Blah, blah, blah. Edgy stuff. Four other teenagers are abducted and forced to join the Kizuna system as Kiznivers. They're connected through pain. If one member is injured, the others will feel an equal amount of agony.
Oh, that's... besides your stellar pitch, I don't know if that
that's a cool anime idea.
I don't know.
But a video game wherein I have my health bar is tied directly to the amount of people that I play that I've assigned, like, hey, they're willing to carry this burden with me, and that burden is me.
Okay. So would this be...
Because what I also love about this is the idea that, like, it is also what players can give to each other. AJ Hart can say, I know that Blake needs to be able to get tagged a couple extra times in this boss fight. I will volunteer up my health bar to him.
Can I add to this petri dish, if you will, of ideas?
Absolutely, you can.
So this one also comes from Blue Bowser's Stan account. So I feel like I'm comfortable like combining two of their ideas. This one that came to us on Twitter from them, Life Simulator, but all of the characters are microorganisms living in a petri dish. One thing that kind of why I think these ideas can go together is that we are all playing organisms that are trying to level up and become more complex organisms over the course of the game, but you only grow when you take damage of some kind. You grow through, like, I feel like that's how evolution works, right? You grow through adversity.
Yeah. It's kind of like how I have one really big... It's like how I have a... Yeah, it's kind of like how I broke my left leg, and so once it's done healing, my left leg's going to be bigger than my right leg, and so I will at some point have to go injure my right leg to keep it bigger.
Wait, is that how it actually is going to work?
Yeah, that's how it's actually going to work, and that's how all bones are, Blake. Actually, if you injure any bone, it regrows a little bit longer than the other bones.
Oh, I always heard the thing of how it grows like strong, grows back stronger.
No, it grows bigger, and that's one of the biggest problems with athletes is that sometimes, like, soccer players especially will injure their shins over and over and over, and then they won't be able to buy shin guards that are the proper length because their shins are so long because they broke them so many times.
That's crazy. The body's crazy.
Yeah, and you know what's also crazy is that this is all made up.
Oh. You fucking asshole. There was just enough of a nugget of truth in that with, like, because I knew, like, bones grew. And fuck you for using your injury to pull the wool over my eyes. I know you've been talking to doctors recently, and I thought you were informed. How dare you play with me like that? God. All right, so how the fuck does this game work? Because obviously, I mean, so...
Okay, here's the thing, is I actually don't like the petri dish idea.
Really? You don't? Like, the idea that we're all, like, competing organisms, and if you get hurt, somebody else evolves faster than you? I think that's pretty fucking cool.
I think that what happens there is that we are all in a similar instance, and by extension, I could see you mess up, and I could feel you mess up, and I could potentially even be there to stop you from messing up, because we're in, like, a similar instance. We're all on the same petri dish.
Uh-huh.
What I kind of want to lean into is this idea of more like a multi-dimensional thing where you and I are controlling the same character in two different universes. It's just that when you do something wrong, I am punished. But there is no way that I can affect your gameplay in any way.
So what does your gameplay look like? Just trying to play a regular ass game, but sometimes you get hurt?
I guess it would be the same way. It's like sometimes I would get hurt, but sometimes when I'm hit by the video game because I'm doing poorly, I won't get hurt. Somebody else will.
Uh-huh.
But that's the burden that somebody was willing to sign on to when they said, hey, you can have some of my health bar.
So
it's about the trust.
How about this, though? We don't just do that with every with every, I'm sorry, we don't do that with just the pain. We do that with literally every touch, every like major point in the game. So when you complete a quest, you don't complete it for yourself. You complete it for one of your random friends. When
yeah,
you
one
get
of my
a new
friends
weapon,
gets all the experience.
Yes, when you get a new weapon, guess what? You don't actually get it. You're just a random one of your friends list gets it. So you still have to go through the game and still beat the game, but you will be beating it for a friend of yours. And
yes.
So you
well,
still
I'll
get
be earning things for a friend of mine.
Yeah.
I'll be beating the game myself. It's just yeah. that I'm beating the game with all of the things that have been accrued to me by my friends, by people uh-huh. that are were willing to take on the responsibility and the gamble of keeping me in their inner circle.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So the idea is like is if when you die, one of your friend oh my god, how about if we did this? When you die, one of your friends either we can go two routes with this. They lose a level and any and all those skills tied to gaining that level.
Yes.
Or they lose an item. I want to go the level thing.
I love the idea that they lose levels. Yes.
Fuck. Because like picture it this way: if you come up against the hardest shit boss and you die like 20 times, guess what? All of your friends are going to be pissed at you.
All of your friends are going to be so mad. They're going to
be
like, "Hey,
so
hey, AJ,
mad.
How come I ended the game yesterday at level 27
oh.
and now I am." Level 14. You
oh.
want to explain that to me, my guy?
That's like playing Sifu and doing like a kick-ass run of it, and you like get to the final boss still in like maybe your early 30s, and you shut down the game for the night, and you log back in the next day. It's like, guess what? You're fucking 69.
You're 69, old ass.
Yeah, and now you got to beat the game in one attempt. So like, fuck. Oh, that would be gut-wrenching. I'd love that. But it also,
and what's also fascinating about a game like this is the idea of what happens as time goes on.
Uh-huh.
So, as a window, I play a mobile game. I play a gacha game, Fate Grand Order.
Yeah.
And I have a friends list on that game. This is a friends list of people who can summon one of my little guys every level, and I can summon one of their little guys. But sometimes I check my friends list, and I'll have people that are like, oh, sorry, they haven't logged into this game in 2 years.
Ooh.
What happens then?
Ooh.
What happens when one of our friends that we've sworn this oath to doesn't pick up the game anymore?
So, do they... I feel like...
Because they're still in the pool. They're still mm-hmm. in the pool of possibly getting my things. But
oh,
I'm not going to get
AJ,
anything from them.
AJ, I have the solution to every fucking MMO game developer out there. The key
uh-huh.
thing, the key goal is, how do you get people to keep coming back to your game? How do you get people to keep coming back and playing your game? Most people
daily login bonus.
Daily login bonuses, but that's boring. Daily login bonuses, some people have kind of gotten crazy with like maybe seasonal content. Well, guess what?
Is it anime girls that are only available for a limited amount of time?
No, I'm not going that plebeian, my friend. What
could possibly get people to play games more than the anime girls that are only limited for for a small amount of time?
Every day you don't log in, the percentage or the percent chance of you being selected to take the pain of when somebody else like loses shit gets higher. So if I don't log in for, say, maybe a month and to our game, guess what? My chances went from like the beginning of the month, 10% out of being your friend group that might take a hit when you die against the boss, go up to 80%. So it motivates people.
I'm going to actually propose
stay...
you something else.
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
Because I think what you're, if the concern is that my character, let's say I beat the game.
Uh-huh.
And I don't need to play this game for another 3 months. And the stakes are that my character is going to get nuked? No, 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 no. I think that if I haven't logged into this game for 2 months, the odds are that one of my friends' players' characters are going to get nuked, enhances, by one percentile. This is
okay,
the kind of game
that
I want to
that.
Be built from the ground up on guilting each other to continue playing.
Yes. It's,
I have
it's,
stakes
oh.
in you playing this game, Blake, right?
Yes.
Because you need to get over there and hit that slot machine
See,
so I can get a cool sword.
This
and
is
I've
so good.
I've noticed
that
you're not playing for a while.
This is so good because this is like, it. This takes that whole, that really simple, like, hey, I have this game I really enjoy playing and I would love for you to come play it with me. It turns that into a way bigger ask, like
yeah.
a way
hey,
bigger
bud, where
sign
are
of
you?
Trust. It's like, hey, I invited you to this game. You said yes, knowing the potential outcome of you not playing it once you started, and now you're fucking me over. Our characters are soul bonded.
I can't take you from my friends list. Like, our characters are bonded. They are universal constants to one another.
Ooh. Oh, I love this. An MMO or like a raid based game where if your friends aren't there for the raid, the whole. Oh my God. And let's take it a level further. You have to schedule raid times. So, like, let's say this was like a Destiny raid sort of thing. I and five of our friends were going to go in and do a raid. We have to organize within the game saying, hey, 7 o'clock tonight is when the raid begins. And if you have a small window, if somebody's not there, everybody who showed up for the raid takes a hit from the one person that didn't. And I wonder if like they get a bonus.
Yeah, like it's automatically balanced for like however many people are part of that network of players. But then like if they're not there, then the balance is off. It's balanced for one extra person. It's balanced for two extra people that we just don't have.
But I feel like there should be, hey,
there should also be a punishment. You're right.
I want to take that element, like, because I went out and had dinner with my family the other day, and they, ever since COVID began, they now have this policy here in the United States. I don't know if it's somewhere else, or if it happens elsewhere, but they will not let you come to the table unless your whole party is present. And I want to take that same just feeling of sadness and anger and apply it to a video game. AJ, you can't go into this raid because one of your friends decided they had better shit to do that night. And you may be mad.
And they've locked my character. This is my main. This is my main character. Need them to do these raids.
Yeah. And instead of like getting all of the XP from that raid, everybody who showed up to the raid ends up losing all the XP that they would have got. Or actually, it's minus or subtracted from their current XPers or something. You know, I'm trying to think of, like, even though you showed up, you still got shit on. I want to take that energy because I think it's just so fucking rancid and fun. I
love the idea of gamifying that toxic level of friendship.
Toxic level of friendship.
That toxic level of expectation out of a friendship. I love gamifying that.
Expectation. All right. Can I give you one more game? And then we got to decide.
Yeah, you can give me one more.
This one comes to us on Twitter from Merrimon at Jacks of All Spades. A fighting game using pop stars. Telephone Gaga versus California Girls Katy Perry. So the thing that I do want to specify here, they weren't just using, like, the singers, they were using personalities from individual releases.
From individual music videos,
so
yes.
So every fucking Katy Perry skin,
you know,
holy shit.
Yes, you know what this immediately reminds me of?
Uh-huh, what's up?
Do you know the incredibly good Naruto fighting games?
Of course, you
do.
Yeah, Naruto Ninja Storm, yeah.
Yes, and so like in those games, like they have huge rosters, but something that makes their roster specific is like if I hover over Naruto, for example, over the course of the series, Naruto has had all sorts of different special moves, all sorts of different special outfits, all sorts of different fighting styles, and so if I hover over Naruto, it's then going to ask me, which Naruto do you want to use? Do you want to use Sage Mode Naruto, Big Ball Rasengan Naruto, Chunin Exams Naruto? We could do something like that for the roster of this fighting game. If I hover over Lady Gaga, it's going to ask me whether or not I want to use the telephone Lady Gaga, where she'll have, I think that was Rihanna in that music video, as a special move, or do I want to use Lady Gaga from the music video with the guy's name in it, where she has a bra that is just two guns.
Ooh.
And those are two different styles of Lady Gaga. Do they have the same base model fighting moves? Probably a couple. Their punch punch kick combo is going to be the same, but their specials are all going to be different.
Ooh. Oh my God. And it's all of their specials have to be like song lyrics, a la JoJo's.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're all tied specifically to that music video personality. I mean, just think about the fact of when you hover over David Bowie, they're going to be like, who do you want? David Bowie? Ziggy Stardust? What's the third alias he went by? He went by a lot through his career.
The thin, tall, gray man.
The thin white
dude.
Would you like Would you like him as Jareth the Goblin King when he'll do the magic jump special move where he jumps super high into the air?
Yes, Thin White Duke. That was correct. Yes, I think, dude, Ziggy Stardust, Major Tom, Thomas Newton?
Major Tom, one? Of course. Give him a space laser.
Yeah. Dude, oh my God. That's going to be super fun. And we take the Mortal Kombat entry where, like, everybody has, like, some sort of interaction with the other one. Like, what
of
would...
Of course they all have special interactions when they enter the game. The voice acting in this game will be immaculate. Can we think of a third character for this video game? Weird Al, of course, is a great example because you'll have Amish Weird Al, Eat It Weird Al, interview just normal Hawaiian t-shirt or Hawaiian button-up
you
Weird
gotta
Al.
You gotta do Michael Jackson as well because I feel like he also... Anybody
he's
from
had
the 80s,
all sorts of excellent characters.
Yeah, like the space person, I don't remember. Britney Spears has got to be up there too. God, I'm trying to figure out, like, who are other bands that are, like, super... Oh, Daft Punk's got to be in here because they have different outfits. Oh, fuck, that'd be so cool, actually.
We can have the entirety of the Gorillaz as four different characters.
Yes! Oh, but they play, like, how the Pokemon Trainer does from Smash, where it's...
Yes!
It's like you can cycle them out, and they each have different abilities depending on what era. Like, Kid Noodle is going to have a way different stats than Adult Noodle that we see now, who drives race cars and plays poker or chess on the beach.
And of course, the side special of the one that was possessed by a ghost will have a different side special before and after he was exorcised.
Oh, that is right there. I always forget that there's a canon to it's a gorilla. There is an actual story being told, which is kind of hilarious when you think about it.
There will be one character that you cycle through the generations, and for one moment, he's just replaced by the dude from the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, Ace Merrill. Wow, Ace Merrill's a Stephen King character. Jesus. I think it's just Ace.
Yeah, I don't remember what person from the Gorillaz he replaced.
Oh, he replaced Murdoch. Murdoch. Murdoch, I think, got arrested for tax evasion, which is...
Very funny.
Oh, also, side note, this has nothing to do with game design, but are you a fan of Thundercat, AJ?
Thunder.
You joke, but that is why he named himself that. The dude's a huge fucking nerd. He has a gold chain of Vegeta in his rap videos, and he's fucking awesome.
Okay, you want to throw this cat in the video game?
I do, because he just featured in a gorilla song called Cracker Island, and it's so good.
Can I get Alvin and the Chipmunks in this game, too? They'll just have two alternates. One is as an old school 2D characters, and then one will be them as 3D characters.
Okay, if you get that, I want Hex Girls, because Hex Girls is also, like... That's DLC, like, animation takeover.
Too good not to use as DLC.
Yeah, I rewatched that movie the other day, and goddamn, they're still beautiful, still goth, still Wiccan. All right, let's figure out what our nug is. We got, like,
you got yourself stuttering. Look at you.
I did, because, dude, they're all beautiful. They're all beautiful.
You got yourself worked up thinking about
I got so
cartoon
worked up, man.
Girls.
I mean, and do you? Hey, says the man who fucking buys a 2D anime girl pictures. How dare you call me out? Stupid.
Do you want to pick a nugget?
Okay. I think the multiverse game that you said the Soul Bond one, I think is really good. It has that suck energy that I like. I think
it has a level of real world guilt and pressure, which I adore.
Yeah, I just like a game like, oh God, and that's what we call it. We just call it guilt, or it just something about making your friend play. Just
can
really
we do something about like burden of friendship, weight of friendship, responsibility of friendship. You know what I mean? Like something like
the burden. Well, but the friendship isn't the burden. It's like it's you are not being.
Oh,
burdened.
I got it. You're being betrayed by your friends.
Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
Bonds that bind us.
Bonds that bind us. Okay, I like that. It's poetic. It's cool. But does it have that stank? Does it have a stank name?
Okay.
Do we want? You're right. Do we want
to think of some stank?
Do we want to do one that is a stank name, or do we want to do one that is kind of like a poetic
Do you have a way to put some stank into this other than bonds of friend or bonds that bind?
I just think you just call it bondage, but that's so stupid. That's such a
no. We can't do that. We can't do that. That's friend, not allowed.
Friend bondage.
No, not allowed. Also, I'm vetoing that.
Something like broken friendships or broken promises. Because here's the thing,
but they're
always
not broken yet. No, the breaking will happen.
I always promise to hang out with you and play Destiny with you. How often do I fulfill that promise? I don't.
You're kind of dragging down the raid team these days.
I am dragging down the raid team. My light level is like two seasons ago. I am not caught up in any capacity.
Yeah, you actually got left behind when they bumped everybody's light level up. It was crazy. It was in the This Week at Bungie patch notes. They're like, and fuck Blake Rhea.
Yeah, because I don't support my friends. Actually, that's another good name. I don't support my friends.
That's not a good name, but I like it. It's a fun sentence.
I love names that are just so fucking long. Like, I've been conditioned from, like, the light novels and anime. It's just, there's just something so funny about putting a mouthful into a title. It's so stupid. All right.
I think I'm going to keep my vote on Bonds That Bind.
Bonds That Bind. All right. I second that. I think it's a good name. I think it's kind of poetic. It's very intelligent. So that's a game. I'm super happy with it. We are not going to be doing modifiers this week because we have a new one coming in next week. Please bear with us. Thank you for being patient while AJ and I figure some things out. AJ, that's a game. Are we ready for patch notes?
That's a game. Yeah, let's go to patch notes.
Hey, everybody. We just wanted to take a moment to be a little bit serious. As many of you know, or many of you may not know, here in America, Roe versus Wade, a very pivotal case in our history, was just overturned after 50 fucking years of it being the norm. And it is like stepping back in time. And we could not, in good conscience, do a pluggy patch notes this week. We just wanted to just share some information that AJ has very kindly prepped.
There's a link that I've got in the description of this episode that links back to ways that you can donate to abortion funds. These are going to be ways that you can financially help people that are going to be in need in states where abortion is now going to be much more difficult, if not illegal, to get, whether they need that help or not. This is a really fucked up time. There's no way around that. But the only thing we can really do is be proactive where we can.
Mm-hmm. And if I might add one little last thing, I think it's AJ and I are not the people affected by this. And I think there's a lot of people that are shrugging this off as something that it's like, hey, it doesn't affect me. What I say is listen to the people around you that are affected by this. This is a big fucking deal. It's a very serious thing. And it's going to affect a lot of people you care about. So keep your ear open. That's just my little serious thing for today.
That's going to be where we close the episode today. As always, thank you all so much for listening. The intro and outro that we use is Cheap Shot by Anna Monoguchi, an excellent song from an excellent band for an excellent game. I have been one of your hosts, AJ Hart.
And I have been your other host, Blake Rhea.
This has been Spiritual Successor, and these are cool games
that should not be made.